In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The night is far advanced, the day is at hand. The season of Advent tells us about the three coming of Christ. The first coming is the coming in the silence of the night of the Nativity. The second coming is the coming, is the glorious manifestation of Christ at the end of time. The third coming is the life of grace when Christ dwells in our souls. We celebrate the first coming at the end of this season of Advent. The second coming is described in the Gospel of today. The third coming is mentioned in the Epistle of St. Paul when he is calling for conversion. We celebrate the first coming to be grateful for the mystery of incarnation, God with us, through which we receive divine grace and the promise of salvation. We keep in mind the last and glorious coming of Christ because, knowing the end, the goal of all things is a necessity. Since we know the end of this world, we keep the peace of the soul and the freedom of the children of God, despite the lies and the threats. The first coming already occurred, and the Church of Christ daily gives thanks for this coming. The second coming is certain, but no one knows the time and the hour. Let us work on the third coming, the coming of Christ in our souls through His grace. The yearly repetition of the season of Advent teaches us how to keep our souls and hearts available for divine grace and divine inspirations. You can consider that part of winter in two different manners. You can notice a thicker darkness of the night and a need of light. You can also enjoy the silence and the peace of the nature waiting for life. The season of Advent, occurring in this part of winter, teaches in a similar manner what our souls need in this dark world. It is a necessity to recognize our need in Christ Himself, and the silence of the prayer is needed if we want to pay attention to His discreet coming, if we want to be attentive to His inspirations. Most of all, when in the duties of our states of life, the actions stressed our hearts and minds, we need to make our souls like a field in winter, all quiet, in order to recognize the silent inspiration that enlightens our mind and strengthens our hearts. Let us therefore lay aside the work of darkness and put on the armor of light. After listening to the divine inspirations, we choose the most useful resolution, a complete conversion if it is needed, or the resolutions that improve in us the practice of patience, humility, and simplicity. Let us dedicate this season of Advent and our resolution to Our Lady of Expectation. Holy Mother of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.